Section A.
Number 1. I'm trying to find out how this dishwasher works. The manual is in French. I can't wait for Bill to translate it for me.
Don't worry, Mary. I can do the dishes before the machine starts to work.
Question. What does the man mean?
Number 2. The doctor said if I kept smoking, I would increase my chances of having a heart attack.
Did he suggest reducing weight too?
Question. What does the woman think the man should also do?
Number 3. The people next door are making so much noise, I just can't concentrate.
Why don't you stay at the library? It's much quieter there.
Question. What does Tom mean?
Number 4. This is hopeless. These figures still don't add up right. Let's do the calculations over again.
Yes, but why not do them tomorrow? It's very late now.
Question. What does the woman suggest they do? Number 5. To collect data for my report, I need to talk to someone who knows that small city very well. I was told that you lived there for quite a long time.
Oh, I wish I could help, but I was only a child then. Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 6. Are you moving into a new house? Need a hand with those boxes?
That's okay. I can manage. They look big, but they aren't very heavy actually.
Question. What does the woman mean? Number 7. It's good you brought the books back.
I thought you might need novels at the weekend. Thanks for letting me use them.
Question. What do we know about the woman from the conversation? Number 8. Do you want to turn on the air conditioner or open the window?
I'd love fresh air if you don't mind. Question. What can be inferred from the woman's answer? Number 9. Hi, Michael. I can hardly recognize you. Why are you so dressed up today? Are you going to the theater?
No, actually. I just had an interview at the photo studio this morning. Question. What do we learn about Michael from this conversation? Number 10. Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'd like to have my emergency brakes fixed. The car rolls when I park it on the hill. Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? Section B, Passage 1. Last August, Susan and 42 other students got wet and dirty while removing 6 tons of garbage from the river running across their city. They cleaned up the river as part of a week-long environmental camp. Like one in 3 American rivers, this river is so polluted that it's unsafe for swimming and fishing. Still, Susan, who has just completed her 3rd summer on the river cleanup, has seen changes in this river. Since we started 3 years ago, the river is getting a lot cleaner, she says. Environmental scientists praised the teenagers for removing garbage that can harm wildlife. Water birds, for example, can choke on plastic bottle rings and get cut by scrap metal. 3 years ago, when the cleanup started, garbage was everywhere. But this year, the teenagers had to hunt for garbage. They turned the cleanup into a competition to see who could find the most garbage and unload their boats the fastest. By the end of the 6-hour shift, they had removed enough garbage to fill more than 2 large trucks. Seeing all their garbage in the river makes people begin to care about environmental issues, Susan says. She hopes that when others read that she and her peers care enough to clean it up, maybe they will think twice before they throw garbage in the river. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 11. What does the passage tell us about American rivers? Number 12. What did the students find when they came to the river this year? Number 13. What is the expected reaction of the local people to the students' effort? Passage 2. Why do we cry? Can you imagine life without tears? Not only do tears keep your eyes lubricated, they also contain a substance that kills certain bacteria so they can't infect your eyes. Give up your tears and you'll lose this on-the-spot defense. Nobody wants to give up the flood of extra tears you produce when you get something physical or chemical in your eyes. Tears are very good at washing this irritating stuff out. Another thing you couldn't do without your tears is cry from joy, anger, or sadness. Humans are the only animals that produce tears in response to emotions, and most people say a good cry makes them feel better. Many scientists, therefore, believe that crying somehow helps us cope with emotional situations. Tear researcher Winifred is trying to figure out how it happens. One possibility, he says, is that tears discharge certain chemicals from your body, chemicals that build up during stress. When people talk about crying it out, I think that actually might be what they are doing, he says. If Fred is right, what do you think will happen to people who restrain their tears? Boys, for example, cry only about a quarter as often as girls once they reach teenage years. And we all cry a lot less now than we did as babies. Could it possibly be that we face less stress? Maybe we found another way to deal with it. Or maybe we just feel embarrassed. Questions 14 through 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 14. What's the topic discussed in this passage? Number 15. What is Winifred trying to find out? Number 16. What does the passage say about teenage boys and girls? Number 17. What's the difference between human beings and other animals when shedding tears? Passage 3. Imagine this. You wake up each morning to find your sister lying beside you. To get dressed and tie your shoes, you use one hand and she uses the other. You do everything out together, too, even sitting on the same chair at lunch and riding on the same bicycle. That's what life is like for 6-year-old Betty and Abby. Like most twins, the two girls look very much alike. But unlike most twins, Betty and Abby share parts of the same body. Twins like Betty and Abby are rare. Only about 40 sets are born in the United States each year. Few survive as long as Betty and Abby. That's because twins often share vital organs, like a heart or a brain. The shared organs are often badly shaped and may not be strong enough to support both twins. But Betty and Abby each has her own head, heart, and stomach, which function normally. Because she has 3 or 4 lungs which provide plenty of oxygen for both twins, most of their completely shared organs lie below the waist. Betty and Abby live relatively normal lives. They attend a regular school, and each does her own school work. They prefer to do some projects together, though, for example, to cut out paper dolls. One twin holds the papers while the other uses the scissors. But sometimes, The girls don't want to do the same thing. For example, sometimes they want to play with different toys. What do they do then? We toss a coin, says Abby. Questions 18 through 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 18. In what aspect do Betty and Abby differ from most twins? Number 19. What does the passage tell us about twins who share parts of the same body? Number 20. What does the passage say about the education of the twin girls?